Queen's Castle, Chapter 17. Although Dirk had told him they would not eat until very late, Lee was not hungry. He was drinking his third beer, and it made him feel very full and very silly. Lee started to get up off the sofa, then remembered he couldn't do what nature was trying to tell him was a necessity. When he had come home, Dirk had made him go into the library and listen to the tape machine. Among the other orders was one he thought extremely petty, whimsical, and thoughtless. He was not permitted to urinate until he so ordered him. Right now, even with the pressure of his full bladder, he was not too uncomfortable. The beer, to which he was quite unaccustomed, had him in a state of half euphoria, half hysteria. "Maybe my poor, swelled little bladder is pressing on my cock," he thought. "That might account for the odd thoughts that pop in and out of my mind. And what's Dirk doing upstairs? Why was he going up and down between the basement and the master suite so many times? And when, for the love of God, will he let me tinkle? Pretty soon I'm going to pee down my leg. If he hadn't made me take my bath the minute he took off my chastity belt, I could do that now, and I'd never know if I pissed while I was in the bathwater. Hurry up, Dirk." But when he called down the huge staircase for him to leave the parlor and come up, Lee found it took a little maneuvering to get underway without falling on his face. All that beer on an empty stomach had done more than swell his bladder. It had wrapped its liquid fingers around his brain, or at least the portion which controlled his legs. When he finally made it upstairs and down the hall to the bedroom, Dirk wasn't in sight, so he went on through the empty dressing room to the bath. "Why in the hell did he insist that I drink so much beer anyway? Especially if he wasn't going to let me tinkle," he wondered fuzzily as he almost fell into the large bathroom. Hanging onto the doorframe for support, he peered in at Dirk, who seemed to be waving unsteadily on his feet. "Sit down on the bidet," Dirk commanded, extending a hand to help him navigate across the tricky floor. Lee grasped his hand and soon was seated on the pink peach porcelain of the fixture. "Spread your sweet, sexy legs, Lee," he said, and Lee slowly managed to shift them, one at a time, until Dirk was satisfied. Then Dirk massaged his cock, and Lee grew excited quickly, wondering vaguely if that was also caused by the bladder pressure. When Lee was piss hard, Dirk stopped, and then felt something being inserted in his hot, wet shithole. "Right you are," Dirk said, standing up from the leaning position he had assumed to make the insertion. "Now, stand up slowly and turn around. I want you seated on that thing as though you were using it." He helped him to his unsteady feet and made him stop mid-turn as he took one foot and lifted it for him. Then Lee was reseated, facing the business end of the effeminate bidet. Dirk did something that made a ringing sound, then a tiny splash. Lee's eyes were not focused too well, so he didn't try to figure out what it was, although it seemed as he'd dropped something into the bidet. "All right, my lovely," now he told him. "Now you can tinkle to your heart's content." He heaved a relieved sigh and relaxed the muscles, which he feared couldn't control much longer. A hard, driving spray burst from his hemp-limp cock, and the pleasure pain of the great relief almost sobered him completely. Then he was suffering the tortures of the damned. He knew, the second it began, what he had done. With the sudden clarity that can accompany the instant sobering of a shocking incident, he knew he had set him up for an agonizing trap. The stream of his urine formed the complete circuit between the electrode in his ass and the one he had put on the bidet. Oh, this again. And he couldn't stop pissing to save his life. The vibrating force which tore through his genital area was making his stream spurt in hyphens at the rate of 50 times each second, and the terrible, grasping pain which he felt with each tiny spurt convinced him that his tinkling system was being absolutely destroyed for good. His scream was a constant siren that filled the room, and the blood was draining from his face rapidly. Dirk panicked, not wanting to go into complete shock. He switched off the current, and Lee fell backward. He caught his shoulders and his arms before he could tumble to the floor. His legs were splayed outward, his ass was elevated by the blocks his buttocks formed on the bidet. His cock was still gushing. It was now a thin but steady little gusher, spraying slightly at the sides and flowing down against his legs onto the bidet. Fascinated, Dirk reached out and fingered the warm stream, and one fingertip touched the wet, fleshy butterfly of his penis mouth. He grasped the wire and removed the electrode from his ass, tossing it in the bidet with the other one. When his flow became a tiny dribble, then only an occasional drop, he picked him up and carried him into the bedroom, where he placed him on the coverlid of the huge four-poster. Lee's eyes fluttered a bit, then opened. His eyes were full of the hurt of Dirk's treachery. They accused him so strongly that Dirk couldn't stay and meet their steady inquisition. He straightened up and pretended to be busy around the room, then spoke to him from the doorway. "Rest a while. I'll prepare the meal and call you when it's ready." Dirk left quickly, hating himself and wondering if he could ever completely erase from his memory the vision of those hurt, accusing eyes.